Welcome back in hour number three of Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porth here with you on this Tuesday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. And it's finally here. Super Bowl week is upon us. And to help us talk about that, we bring in DeMarcus Ware, former NFL linebacker, nine-time Pro Bowler with the Denver Broncos and the Dallas Cowboys, 138.5 sacks in his career, and also won Super Bowl 50 with the Broncos. DeMarcus, what's going on, man? Thanks for taking time to join us.
Hey, doing good, man. Thank you for that intro. I know it's probably good weather down there in Nashville. It's about 35 here, so I know you're enjoying that good weather down there.
It's not a whole lot different here, but the thing about Nashville weather is it can go from 35 to 75 in a hurry. So we'll see. We're kind of hoping all for that here. But one thing that I know you're involved with, DeMarcus, a new state-of-the-art fitness app called Driven to Win. What can you tell us about that? I'm a guy looking for a good fitness app. What's on the docket there?
Hey, man, I got you, man. As soon as I retired, 3 years in the making, I've been working on some awesome tech that uses augmented reality to where you can actually put the figure right there in the place with you if you're at home, if you're at the gym, and it shows you, you know, exactly how to work out, and it grows with you. Because a lot of the platforms, they actually, you'll plateau after 30 days, you know, you'll lose at 10 or 15, but, you know, it uses machine learning, which is in the iPhone, and, you know, it actually grows with you, and it modifies exercises and everything. And a lot of people, they always say, hey, I can't work out like you. That's why I created home exercises too, home workouts that you can do at home. Make sure you get off the couch. And it's one of those things where I had one back surgery, actually three back surgeries, one neck surgery, and then I retired. And I said, how can I recover and get back to at least, you know, a civilized state? And I did. And people want to know how I did it. So now being able to really just give back, help people, not just the fans from inside of the stadium, but the fans outside of the stadium through fitness, and be almost like that new captain, right? I was a captain for 12 years in the NFL. But now I'm doing that through fitness because I can touch so many people. And this is a project I've been working on for a very, very long time, and launched it in December, and just launched the home workouts like a week ago. So just ready for people to get out, stay fit, especially with COVID and the pandemic, and just want them just to download it. It's free, 7 days for free. So they can try it out. I know they'll get results if they stay with it for 7 days. And they just go into the App Store, Apple App Store, type in D2W, which is Driven to Win. They type in D2W, which is Driven to Win, download it, and then the sky's the limit from there.
Yeah, that sounds a lot better than eating three pieces of kale a day like apparently Tom Brady's been doing for the last decade or so. But DeMarcus, how amazing is it to see that guy performing at this level and doing what he's doing at this age?
Man, it is one of the most amazing things, because I played for 12 years and I still feel it in my body. I know he does too, but I mean, what, him being 42, 43, you know, making the championship, maybe the Super Bowl 10 times, I think. And, you know, winning what, six of those, yeah. Six or seven of those. It's just, that's ridiculous. That's like something that when you say the GOAT, that is the GOAT. And eating that kale, if that's going to get you championship, guess what? I'll eat that kale too. You know, so I just think that, I mean, playing against him, he's one of those guys that controlled the game, amazing player, but now going from the Patriots to another team that he didn't know and taking them to the Super Bowl, that's what real champions do.
Former NFL linebacker DeMarcus Ware on the line with us. And DeMarcus, obviously winning the Super Bowl with the Broncos in Super Bowl 50, as you look back at that experience in that game and winning that championship, what's your favorite memory from that time? What stands out to you?
You know, I had like a ritual before the season that, you know, every single day I always tapped my faceplate that was over my locker. And I said, God, you know, it's me and you today. And I always had my clothes out. And I did the same thing, you know, every single year for 12 years. And that year, I was able to actually be in that locker room, you know, having that almost like that final time of making that pinnacle part of a championship, tapping that nameplate, you know, saying, God, you're with me today, and then going out there and winning that championship. And now when I came back into the locker room at the time, it was nobody in the locker room, and the Super Bowl trophy was sitting there in my locker room. I'm gonna say in my locker. And that was that moment for me that was like, wow, this I actually get a little bit of time with this trophy myself right here in my locker. And this, that was like that moment for me to like, you know, you made it, you did it. You've done everything that, you know, a football player can do, broke all the records. And now this is that time where you can call yourself a champion.
So DeMarcus, how good do you think this Tampa Bay front is, and how much of an opportunity do they have to get after Patrick Mahomes with the, you know, the injury situation for the Chiefs at offensive tackle?
That's one of those things where, as a pass rusher, especially with Sue and, you know, Pierre-Paul and Shaq, those guys, I mean, they're licking their chops right now. I know that Patrick Mahomes, he can move around. He's very mobile, so it's going to help him out a lot. But as you prepare for the game, now you're preparing for a guy that you probably have never seen, which is probably the second, third string guy that they will put in there, or put a guard and move to left tackle. But that guy is going to be, you know, shivering in his kneecaps, because these guys, especially coming off of that last game, do you see how they actually played? I mean, they actually like just crushed the other team. And so now they have that natural high going into the game. So it's going to be hard for Kansas City to stop them. And I feel like this defensive line is good as any defensive line that has been in the Super Bowl. And this is going to be that game to watch.
Former NFL great DeMarcus Ware on the line with us, a longtime player with the Cowboys and the Denver Broncos, Super Bowl 50 champion. And DeMarcus, speaking of the pass rush, I mean, the Tennessee Titans here locally finished the year with 19 sacks in the regular season. You had seasons where you had more than 19 sacks by yourself. So we obviously know that's a really low number for a team. Yeah, two seasons where you had more than 19 sacks by yourself. As you look at around the league and just the importance of having a good pass rush, can you win a Super Bowl without being very good in that area? Like, what does it take from a defensive point of view to win a Super Bowl?
You know what? Every game, when you go back and look at pass rush, what has won the football game? The offense, usually both defenses are good, but it's like, which team's going to have the best pass rush at the time? Remember when we were 13-3, the Dallas Cowboys, OCU Manure, Justin Tuck, Michael Strahan came in, they won that football game because they just crushed our offensive line that week, right? Same thing with Super Bowl 50. Me, Vaughn, Malik, Derek Wolfe. We were going against a 15-1 Carolina Panther team, and we just went in and crushed them because we had great pass rush. And you can see, again, you know, to fast forward to now, look at, you know, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They just crushed the other team because their pass rush was so good. They got so much pressure, it didn't matter what the offense was doing. So pass rush is key, and that's going to be the point to watch in this game. Who's going to rush the passer better? Who's going to hit the quarterback the most? And who's going to create those big plays?
Have you ever seen a passing offense as fearsome as you know what the Chiefs have right now, especially between Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce, and obviously Patrick Mahomes throwing the ball? And maybe in your playing days, what would you say was the closest comparison to that, DeMarcus?
I would say the closest comparison to that is it was probably, you know, at Denver when I played Denver. I was on the Dallas Cowboys, and they came down. I think the game was like 48-51 at the time. And, you know, it was like Demaryius Thomas. It was, it was playing against the Denver Broncos against Peyton Manning. And he was averaging, I think, like 42 points a game. It was ridiculous, right? And just that team playing against the Denver Broncos at that time was, I was like, this is the best team I've ever played against that can score that many points consistently throughout the whole year. And it was with Peyton. I mean, against Peyton at the time. But, you know, I'm glad I got to play with him. And, I mean, that's the thing that, you know, a lot of people don't understand is being consistent like that, like Peyton Manning was. I mean, being a leader, but also being a champion on and off the field. That's where, you know, correlates to also results. And that's why now I have that opportunity to change that over and put that into fitness programs, right? You have, like, the best champion, you have the best leader to lead you in having a fitter life, right? And I mean, it's 40% of Americans that are obese, especially with, you know, COVID coming in and people not working out as much. You still can get off the couch, you still can be active, but you also can still get those results. Like, any professional athlete can.
Former NFL linebacker with the Dallas Cowboys and Denver Broncos and Super Bowl champion DeMarcus Ware has been our guest here on Robbie and Rexro. Check out his new state-of-the-art fitness app, Driven to Win, on the Apple Store as well. You can check it out and get in shape. DeMarcus, we appreciate you taking time to join us, and thanks for letting us know about your new app. We're looking forward to checking that out.
All right, thank you so much. Check it out for me.
Absolutely.
Download it.
Absolutely. DeMarcus Ware has been our guest here on Robbie and Rexro. It is amazing. Like, going back to the sack conversation we were having earlier in the show, he had 19 sacks this year for the Titans. He had one year where he finished with 20 by himself and another year where he finished with 19 and a half. Just single-handedly finished with a higher number than the Titans.
Yeah, that's crazy stuff, man. A heck of a player. I thought you were going to say it's amazing how out of shape you are. So,
well, it is that, too.
Appreciate that you went a different direction there. I think you download that app.
I think I need to. I mean, I certainly need something to stick with.
And eat kale.
Sure. I don't know if that's going to be happening.
Actually, kale's not that bad. Have you guys ever had kale?
Yeah, it's that bad.
Nah, it's okay. You ever had kale?
No.
No? I mean, you can't have it just by itself, but like a kale salad,
yeah,
with stuff on it.
It's not
horrendous. It tastes pretty good.
Yeah.
But I put a bunch of cheese.
I don't know if I'd say it tastes pretty good, but
well, it depends on all this. It's like, you know, salads are classic. I mean, the way I load them up, they're really not beneficial.
Yeah.
You know, it's just there's lettuce underneath a bunch of cheese and meat and ranch.
Just totally gone at that point. Yeah, that's kind of the way I do it too. But you know, pretty amazing. And DeMarcus Ware, I mean, I think he's eligible for the Hall of Fame next year. Like, he's definitely getting in.
Slam
right?
dunk, right?
Yeah, he's got to be.
Slam dunk.
All-decade team from 2000, 2010? Yeah.
Next time we have him on, I got to ask him how the heck Auburn didn't...
Didn't recruit him?
He was born in Auburn. He played at Auburn High School.
Yeah.
Goes to Troy. Tweener. Yeah. Tweener. He's the... anybody who talks about every draft, tweener. Talk about tweeners. Yeah, you know what? When tweeners can play, they can play.
He
watch
can play.
Football.
Yeah.
If they're good... that means something. Jared, when you watch Matthew Stafford and Andy Dalton both pass the ball, tell me if there's a difference. Sorry, I had to get that in.
I know that you did. When we come back, we'll look ahead to the Super Bowl. You heard DeMarcus Ware talk about the matchup at the line of scrimmage for the Kansas City Chiefs. Is that the path to victory for the Bucks in this game? We'll discuss that when we come back. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.